B-Pod Studios.
Okay. There it goes.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry. What? I didn't get that.
I said hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And thank you for calling Bullish Mortgage Securities.
Hello.
For instructions in English, please press or say one.
There, one. I did it both.
I didn't get that.
One. One.
For instructions in English, please press or say one.
One. One.
You said
one.
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 One. Just one, one.
I didn't get that. For instructions in English, please press or say one.
One. Press. There.
You said one.
Yes.
Congratulations. Due to unusually heavy call volume, your call may be delayed or incomplete.
What? Hello? I don't want this. I want to talk to it. Hello? What? Hello? Hello? Who's picking? Hello? Hello?
Your call is important to us.
Thank you! Hello? 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 What happens if I just, like, hit zero? Zero? Hello?
To save time and money, please use our automated system.
What am I using?
On the phone or on the web.
I can't use your website. It says error. Hello? One, one, one.
Your call is important to us.
I bet it
is. Your call will be answered
one.
In the order in which it was received. Thanks for calling Bullish.
This is bull. Hello? Chuck Mangione. One. One.
I'm transferring you now.
Ah, there we go. That's what I want to hear. Hello?
Good morning, my Mayhawk. How may I help you?
Who is this?
May I please have your name and the last four digits of your social security so that I may confirm your identity?
My name...
Identity theft is a very, very large problem that affects many in the United States. I can now offer you identity theft protection on your account for an additional $13.99 a month, which will be charged to the account we already have on file. Say yes, please.
No. No.
Thank
no.
you. How may I assist you?
Who is... Can I have a your name?
My name is Roger.
Roger? Okay.
Thank you. How may I assist you, please? Yes.
Yes, Roger. I had a mortgage with you guys up until about July, and the mortgage was sold, and I still have not received my 1099 mortgage interest statement for the year. What the hell? Hello? Son of a bitch! What now? Hello?
May I please have your name and the last four digits of your social security number so that I can ensure your identity?
You just talked to me. You're Roger, right?
Hello, my name is Chuck. My customer service
Chuck.
Code is 3-4-5-2-7-8. Thank you. How may I assist you?
Yes, Chuck. My name is Stan. Last four digits of the Social Security is 8179.
Yes, yes. Thank you, sir. How may I assist you today?
I need my mortgage interest statement for taxes. Do you understand, you know, that you get at the end of the year or the first part of the year? You know, I need that.
I apologize, sir, but I am unable to assist you in that matter.
Why?
I can, however, offer you, due to you being such a valued customer, a $15 gift card.
No.
MasterCard, good
Chuck,
for $15 at the Jessepinus.
I am not a valuable customer. I am not a valuable customer. I am not a valuable. You sold my mortgage in the middle of the year. I still need my interest paid on that mortgage.
I understand this, sir.
Then I...
But I am unable to assist you in that matter.
Why?
I can, however, reset the settings on your account. Would you like me to do that now?
No, I don't. No.
Please hold.
Hold? For what? I need to... Hey!
Did you know you can save big when you refinance with Bullish Amalgamatum Securities? Please press 1 now to refinance your mortgage.
I don't want to. I've already been refinanced.
Using the QWERTY keyboard on your smartphone, enter your name or the name you would wish to be called by.
All right.
Or simply say your name and stay on the line.
S-T-A- N. Stan.
Hello, Satan.
That's Stan. It's S-T-A-N. Aw.
Hello, Mr. Satan, and thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jerry, and my customer service code is 342728.
I was
talking. Thank you, and how may I assist you?
Yes, Jerry, I was talking to Chuck, 345278.
That is correct. Should we send your JC Penis gift card to the address on file?
I don't need a JC Penis card, and there should be.
JC Penis, I love your style. $15 good all department.
I don't want that. I need my mortgage.
Sir, I don't think you understand.
It's I need my mortgage address statement. Hey!
It's our way of saying. Thanks.
No, here, Stan. No, thank you. And my name's Stan, not Satan.
I apologize, Satan, but I am unable to assist you in this matter.
Why?
I can, however, reset the settings on your account.
I don't have an active account with you right now. You sold...
Then I apologize, sir, but I am unable to assist you in this matter.
Who can? Who can assist me? Who can assist me?
Allow me, sir... to transfer you to your supervisor.
Yeah, I need a suit. I want your supervisor, buddy. I want your supervisor.
I can transfer you to your supervisor.
Your supervisor! Not mine! I don't have a supervisor with you.
I am sorry you are displeased with the gift card. JC Penis, I love your style.
I don't want a gift card. I want to talk to your supervisor. What the hell? Hello.
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Bullish Mortgage Securities.
Thank you. Thank you. Are you the...
My name is Stan, and my customer service number is 342827.
Your name's Stan?
My name is Stan.
My name...
May I please have your name?
Stan.
Hello, Stan. How about the last four digits of your Social Security number?
8179.
Okay, I'm bringing up your information.
Thank you. Now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere.
Mr. Stan, are you aware that identity theft has reached epic proportions in the United States?
I'm aware. Thank
you. For an additional $13.99 per week, we can protect you against unauthorized access to your account. As I see, is the past several days, someone has been trying to access your account under the name Satan.
Not. I've been trying to access my account.
Have I reset your account?
No. No.
Very well.
N-O. How may I help you now? Now you say, how may I help you? What the hell? Hello?
Road Division.
What
my
the?
My name is Bill.
Can I have your number, Bill?
I cannot give you my number, sir, because I have reason to believe you are on an identity theft.
I am not an identity theft. It's me trying to get my own mortgage interest statement.
We have known this from activity on a certain account, unauthorized use of a JC Penis, I love your style gift card.
I didn't accept it. I said no.
I apologize, sir, but I am unable to assist you in that manner.
I don't want that.
Our company policy is that we cannot process your request.
You can't process my request?
Our company policy is that we cannot process your request.
This has nothing to do with a JC Penis card. This has nothing to do with identity theft.
$15 card fraud.
This has nothing to do with Satan accessing my account over the last 2 days. I want my $10.99.
Sir, what? You are being inappropriate. Raise your voice.
I'm being inappropriate. You're the fifth person that sounded the same that I've talked to with five different names. And you can't, and you want.
I understand your frustration.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
May I assist you in any other way?
Yeah, I'd like my mortgage interest statement.
Let me transfer you.
What? No, 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 no.
Your call is important.
Oh, the hell it is.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
be a true champion, you need pride, vision, and perseverance. You need these same qualities to be a moderately successful afternoon FM talk show. Do you really expect people to believe this shit? Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Good Lord.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
The things that amuse us.
I know. Well, I have to be very careful because I don't want to hurt feelings.
Oh. Every time you say that.
I know, but I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. But I have to talk about it or it's going to drive me nuts.
Whose feelings are going to hurt today?
Well, guys, feelings I've been hurting for the past couple of days. Part-time kid.
Oh, Jesus.
This guy, something needs to be done with him. Something, seriously, something needs to be done with him. I was creeped out today. Because he's naturally creepy. Mm-hmm. But I was creeped
out. He can't help that.
He can't help it, and I understand that. But I was creeped out today. So, had to make the big move to our new office. We lost the corner office.
Being shuffled more and more into what appears to be some sort of prison cell.
Yeah, like an abyss.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we moved again. Hats off to Adam, the operations manager. He put three part-timers on the clock to move it all over. It just now needs to be set up in the office. We can have Dave do that as a project. He better. And that's the other thing. Have Dave do it. It would take a month.
Right on.
They did it in like 20 minutes. So at any rate.
Well, then again, how old are they?
Oh, they're all young.
And they don't 20s. Realize how much they could have bled the company for.
Slow it down.
Mm-hmm.
Slow it down. Enjoy. So at any rate.
You know what? They're saying we're going to run down that hill and we're going to one of those cows. And you go, no, you got to walk down to them all.
Yep. So we go from the corner office where everybody knows where we are.
Which has not been good for you.
No.
You don't get anything done. People bother you.
Precisely. Where our new office is buried so deep into the radio
station.
Well,
it's called the hole. It's solitary.
It is. There's not a window in the place.
You shut that door.
It's dark.
They got to have a reason to be coming in there, whereas now they just drift by and...
To get to the office, it's like a maze.
And even once you're in the office, it's a bit of a maze.
So, that's the positive of the thing. I'm there. Nobody's going to bother me. So, the...
And is it true you got a crash couch now for Dave?
Yes. Yeah. A lot of stuff on it right now until he puts it away. So I get in there and I'm like, okay. I'm going to like this. You can hear like far away hustle and bustle going on, but nobody knows you're in that office.
Unless they're looking for you.
Unless they're looking for you.
So there's not going to be any stop and chat or just happen by.
Precisely. Which leads me to part-time kid. It's God.
Honest to God, you put a black piece of paper over that peephole. It's the same doors they have in jails.
Yeah, it is. So.
And nobody could even know you're there or not.
So Richard the engineer gets our phone hooked up. Because we had to transfer the extension and all of that so that our phone is our phone number to our office. And all the inner office switching of things. So here I am. Lights are down really low. It is quiet. I was able to get all my work done. And so I'm looking at our phone, which I haven't. In the old office, it was on the other side of the room. Never even thought about it. I look on the thing. There's 36 messages on there.
What?
I said, oh.
Nobody calls us. No.
Well, this goes, the messages go back to 2017.
What?
Don't worry. None of them were important.
Like I said, nobody calls us.
So I said,
I said, okay, I'm amazed. I got my work done faster than ever. I'm going to go through those 36 messages and just save and delete. That's a message I want to save? Great. That's a message I want to delete. Of the 36 messages, I saved one. So 35 were complete nonsense.
And that was about your mortgage interest statement.
Precisely. So you know how if you work in an office, you know it goes through the menu to hear your next message. Press 3 to delete the next message. Press 1. Would you like to hear your next message? Press 3. So I'm doing this back and forth for like a half hour going through all of these messages. But I don't have to worry about it. I'm in the bowels of the station. I'm in a dark room. Mm-hmm. And I've got free
nobody
time.
Around.
So I'm... Delete. I get a few in there, and as I'm doing this, I'm saying to myself, why do I feel uncomfortable?
You're all alone.
I'm all alone.
You should feel
save,
great.
Delete, next message, delete, next message. Something is not right. And so I...
You saying your spidey sense was going
yeah,
off?
Yeah, big time. So I don't know why I did this, but everybody does it when they're on the phone. They pull the phone away and use their hand to cover the receiver to look and see what's going on. And I turn around in my desk chair and standing there without saying a word is part-time Ken, Huey Lewis. He's just standing there and I'm like, whoa, whoa! What?
You could have been doing something else.
And he looks at me. Saying, then he says, you're not on hold, are you? What? You're not on hold, are you? I don't want to interrupt you. He was standing there probably like for 3 minutes, staring at me.
He does that. He does that.
I said, no, I'm going through my phone messages. Do you want something? Just want to let you know when you're coming on. I know when I'm coming on, 2:00. And it creeped me the F out. He's in a dark office.
And you have no idea how long he was there.
I have no idea. He was just standing there like a creeper.
He did the same thing to me, Stan.
What, walked up behind you and creeped?
No, right in front of me, which was worse.
Somebody keep an eye on him.
And you may remember this. Because we all go out, you know, when the commercials are playing... we go out and have a smoke and shoot the breeze. A lot of locker room talk goes on.
It's
okay?
A lot of locker room talk, okay?
You know, and various stories about how we got people fired in the Ukraine when they started looking at us too close.
Yep.
I told them 6 hours. You don't get the billion. But you were out there, and it was one of those times where you were holding court, and you were telling a story, and we had probably 4 or 5 other people around us listening, and then you needed to go back in, and as you go in, everybody else kind of either follows you, or they drift off to their cars.
Yeah.
The whole time in that group, part-time Ken was standing there, and I thought he was part of the group, and that he would... You know, taper off with everybody else. No. He waited until everybody else had left and was out of earshot. Uh-huh. And he stands there smiling at me. Ken, is there something I can do for you? Oh, no. I just wanted to let you know, I think we have the same taste in music.
Ah! Somebody walk, keep an eye and keep it. Look, I've seen people in this place come.
Why
and go.
Couldn't
keep an eye? On.
Why couldn't he say that in front of the group?
I don't know.
Is there something going on?
Look, he's standing in my new office.
I can't.
At me.
I don't care who you are. I don't have that kind of patience.
No,
I can't stand there. Oh, I didn't want to disturb you. I'll just stand.
You heard it right here, May 2nd. Keep an eye on him. We'll be back.
You'll miss us when we're gone. Thankfully, we're not going anywhere. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, Thursday edition. You heard us talking about him yesterday. It was in the news press and nationally, getting national attention. In just a little bit, we're going to be talking to well-known local fisherman, Elliot. Now, I hope I say his name right. Elliot Sadal. He, over the weekend, landed off of Captiva in a 20-foot boat, a 13-foot, 8-inch, 1,100-pound tiger shark. Fought it for like 6 hours. They say it's a record. We're going to talk to him. Also, we're going to get
a lot of people say that's a little inflated, that it wasn't over 13.7. But, you know, 13.8 sounds better.
Yeah. I go and just round it off 14 footer. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List today. Also, our question of the week. Grab bag right now.
Hold on a second.
What's matter?
I want to tell you one thing before I forget.
Oh, sure.
You know the documentary Idiocracy.
Yeah.
And it shows you how things devolve.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing it happen. When the general public, when they do things wrong long enough,
yeah,
society doesn't fight them. It dumbs itself down.
Right.
And I was thinking, I just saw him in the hall. That's what did it. The little guy.
Marvin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
fella.
You know how he always insisted when we'd try to get him to do any video, he'd always shoot it upside down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But that's wrong.
Yeah.
No. No, it's not. Because Samsung has realized that people like him can't figure it out.
Yeah.
So they're starting to make TVs that look like giant cell phones. So you like turn the TV upside down and watch it that way.
It's awesome.
I give up.
Yeah.
I give up.
Peter Mugg, North.
I give up.
North Naples.
No, he's not shooting it wrong. The TVs have been the wrong shape all this time.
Of course, when the video gets posted, what is it? Upside down.
Yep. Now, the rest of us that are shooting it properly, it's upside down on my set.
Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about. Hey, we'd like to welcome a new sponsor to the show. Ladies, listen up.
Honey, hurry up. We're going to be late.
I'll be right down.
You know, not long ago, I wouldn't have dreamed of going to a party during that time of the month, especially before I had my smoking habit under control. I mean, the cramping, the cravings, the mood swings. But not anymore. Not since I found new Gynatine Insertables, the smoker's tampon. Gynatine Insertables help me control my cravings for nicotine and provide long-lasting feminine protection. And their deodorant scent... kind of reminds me of my grandfather's pipe.
Honey!
Oop, gotta go.
Take your smoking habit and shove it with new Gynatine Insertables, the smoker's tampon.
Welcome aboard.
Gynatine is not an ointment or a cream, nor it is a series of painful monthly injections. Ask your doctor.
If Gynatine is right for you.
Side effects include my Gynatine.
You did this story. 56-year-old guy in Virginia got into a big old argument with his girlfriend's son last week over which is better, Ford or Chevy.
Yeah. Which one is Calvin urinating on in your world?
The allegation is that there was alcohol involved, and a dispute began between Logan Bailey, the son of the girlfriend, and Mr. Turner about what type of vehicle is best, Chevy versus Ford. It's then alleged that Mr. Turner came back out and approached Mr. Bailey, once again his mother trying to intervene between the two of them. During that time, she was shot a total of 5 times, all those injuries occurring to her legs.
You know, something tells me that was going to happen, and Ford and Chevy are scapegoats.
Yeah.
I think the same thing could have happened between Taste Great and Less Filling.
Yep.
It would have ended the same way.
Same way. It was just boiling, and that was the straw.
Well, you know what? You got a 56-year-old retired meth dealer.
Yeah.
Talking to a smart aleck who works as a mechanic and thinks he knows the difference between a Ford and a Chevy. You think because you're a mechanic, you know something? Well, when you got a load of meth, that's there. The world we live in.
I know. This also is an example of it. Dateline Long Island, New York. Buddy is a Beagle Basset Hound mix.
Good for Buddy.
Now, you've seen people, you know, they'll play the piano and it bothers the dog, so they'll start howling. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's singing along.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Buddy has learned, and of course the little toddler in the family loves it as well because she's a dancing. Buddy, the Beagle Hound mix, Basset Hound, likes this. He jumps up on the piano with his paws. He plays the piano himself and howls to it. This, here he is, musically and vocally.
So he's playing the piano.
And singing.
The dog's playing.
Yep. It's all him. They got a little toddler there that as he's doing that, she's dancing.
You know, I know a lot of people make fun of that dog, but his music speaks to me.
Yeah, it says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, either you get it or you don't.
Yeah.
I will say this, it's a lot better than that trap.
Yeah. All right, there's...
You think about that. We were talking yesterday about how we nearly got fired because we made the statement, monkeys are dumb.
Yeah.
That dog was so... I mean, he has outkicked his mental coverage big time.
Big time.
For that dog to be able to associate the piano and then try and imitate the tone, that dog's got to be off the charts.
Mm-hmm. Smarter than a monkey.
For a dog, that's genius level.
Yep. Follow me on this. There's a bar.
You know what he needs to do?
What?
Needs to find a parrot to team up with.
Ah, it'd work.
But the body hit the floor.
There's a bar in Utah called Heart and Soul. The Heart and Soul Lounge. Soul spelled S-E-O-U-L. Like Seoul, South Korea. But it's called Heart and Soul. It's a lounge in Utah. They would like to have a bar and karaoke night. And the state of Utah says no. There is a law that was recently passed in Utah.
What is this, like some sort of Footloose situation?
Law recently passed in Utah that prevents karaoke bars from serving alcohol. Why? Because they want to make it a family thing and list it as recreational activity. So if you have karaoke in your bar, you can't sell alcohol. So the owner of Heart and Soul wanted to go to the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission to ask for his liquor license. But because he does karaoke, they said no.
What we want to do is provide a family-friendly environment for people to participate in karaoke, but that also allows for those who might want an alcoholic beverage to be able to partake of that.
I think the easiest solution for you is to get into compliance and apply.
And I would ask, what would you recommend to do, to do that?
It's not our job to recommend. You can consult with staff.
This is a classic Utah law where I don't think all things are considered before changes are made.
We do what they tell us to do, and we try to enforce it according to what we believe the intent of the legislature is.
Great law, Utah.
Well, we don't belong there.
No. Cardi B's got a lot of mom guilt.
Oh, come on.
She said she had to get her boobs redone after having her baby. But she wants her boobs redone. And yeah, she feels a little bit guilty about dragging her baby all over the country, but not that much.
I feel good, and then sometimes I feel like nah, you know what I'm saying? Like your skin is like more stretched out. I just got my boobs redone. I do experience that mom guilt, you know. Like, it's like right now my baby's with me.
Oh, she's here?
Yeah, she's here. But it like, it makes me so sad sometimes because it's like, oh my gosh, all that traveling. And I know her sleeping schedule is getting a little messed up. And I know every single time that she get on an airplane, it's all good until the landing. She starts crying. And I just be feeling so sad because it's like, I know the pain. You know when your ears pop?
I ain't gonna stop you.
So, why are we paying attention to her?
Because America loves her.
America loves a stripper who who rolled drunk men for a living.
Yeah.
And feels kind of bad, but not really.
You're going to lose your mind with this one.
Come on, man. How much do you want me to take in one day?
Dateline Orange County, California. Last Thursday, the premiere of Avengers. Theatergoers at this particular theater are really worried. They are really frightened about what might happen. Why? Because a woman infected with the measles decided to go to the midnight premiere.
The last place I would ever expect it was my job. I wasn't even expecting Orange County. I wasn't expecting it anywhere near, let alone a movie theater. You get me? Like, that is just crazy. And people, if you know you have the measles, please do not come to a movie theater, let alone a public place.
I don't get it.
Speaking of Orange County, have you seen the adorable little 8-year-old AOC impersonator?
No.
She is just adorable.
Oh, I take it back. I have. Yes, I have.
She looks the part.
Yep. Acts the part.
And her hand gestures are the same.
Yep. Got one more here, and then we got to make way for our shark guy. Have you seen the SNL promo for Adam Sandler hosting this weekend?
No, I don't watch promos.
It's good.
I just have a policy against that.
Adam Sandler is hosting SNL this weekend, so there's a new promo out, and it's done like a horror movie. He's going down the hallways of NBC, looking at the wall, and there's pictures of him when he was on Saturday Night Live, and it's bringing back memories.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's going down the wall, different characters.
Chris Farley jumps out at him?
No. Then the pictures start getting personal. Pictures of him at home, pictures of him sleeping, and it gets creepy. Here you go. Here's the promo for Adam Sandler on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, look at this guy. Wow. So young. Cajun man, spade in a wig. So what is that? That's paparazzi shots on me? Is that my backyard? How did they get that picture? That's my car. And none of these are from SNL. That's, I think, my bathroom. Did my kids give me these pictures? What the hell is that, my house? This is not a picture from outside. That's somebody in my bedroom taking my picture while I sleep.
What the?
Adam. Oh, you never really leave.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North.
God. That's so long ago. I was just thinking about Opera Man.
Yeah, remember him? I didn't think it was that funny.
No, it wasn't.
I didn't think he was that funny.
It wasn't.
Phil Hartman and Chris Farley, I thought, were the home runs. Him, I never was that intrigued.
Yeah, he was the laugher before Jimmy Fallon.
Yep.
And Phil Hartman.
The great Phil Hartman.
He could do anything. He was one of the, and I don't think people appreciate this, he was one of the greatest straight men ever.
Yep. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Elliot Sadal, Shark Hunter, Stan and Haney.
Making Mr. Beasley a wealthy man for most of our adult lives.
Stan and Haney
on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Thursday afternoon, about a half hour from now. Stan's What's on the List, chance to win. Later on today, our question of the week. We told you about this yesterday. And let me give you a little background before we bring Elliot Sadal on. Dateline Captiva, a massive tiger shark was caught not far from a popular resort on Captiva Island. The fisherman, Elliot Sadal, and a buddy on a little 20-foot boat. Six-hour fight. Tiger shark, 13 feet, 8 inches long, 1,100 pounds, 81 inches around. And the man that caught that shark is on the phone with us right now. Elliot, welcome to the show.
Hey, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, boy. First of all, this made national news.
Yeah.
All over the country.
But that's just the end of the story.
Yeah. First of all, before I had, now, like, the one that they ran in the New York, I think it was the New York Post had the picture, when you caught a hammerhead shark, right?
Yeah.
So this is nothing new to you.
Fourth viral thing I've had going on. But yeah, last year was a hammerhead, about 13 feet right off of Sanibel.
Now, before we go over the story of this tiger shark, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a well-known local fisherman, and you're the kind of guy that just keeps track of them. You'll tag the sharks. You'll look at what they do. What is it that you actually do for the shark population?
Well, yeah, so I work with a nonprofit called Beneath the Waves, taking blood samples and fin clippings, trying to figure out, you know, well, we had a lot of red tide around here over the summer.
Right.
You don't say.
Residual effects in the sharks here. But, yeah, the tagging aspect is huge. That's a federal research program through the National Marine Fisheries Service. And I've actually tagged close to about 600 around here.
600 sharks?
Yeah. From the
wow.
Beach.
You ever seen one eat a rocking chair?
Rocking chair? No, rocking chair.
Let's go back now. That you caught the tiger shark. What was this, over the weekend?
Gosh. So, yeah, I fished for 25 hours. I left on Sunday morning and sat there for 25 hours in a boat without one bite.
All right, before we get into the whole story now, you and a buddy were in a 20-foot, 25-foot boat.
And were you going after shark?
Was that your purpose? You were going out there to do this?
Well, so what happened is I got a call from a buddy who's a guide, and they were bringing in a 6-foot shark, and they're like, this giant black shadow came up and ate my shark. So I'm thinking, I got to get out there. Got to find this thing. I think I did, honestly. I mean, tiger sharks are known to eat other sharks. So, you know, I do a lot of shark fishing, shark research, and stuff like that. When you hear of a giant kind of shark in the area, you can usually, you know, if you find it.
Were out there, it said, for 25 hours on a boat. I mean, that's a long time. How far out were you? Because I'm reading in the story that you were actually able to jump off the boat and bring it up towards the beach. How far offshore were you?
Not far at all. So the sharks tend to congregate around the passes, like Boca Grande Pass. It's separation between two islands there. It's the tarpon fishing capital of the world, basically, and there's a lot of current that flows through there, but I'm, you know, 100 yards from the beach. It's just a smaller pass, and it's deep, and there's a lot of current flowing and a lot of food for the fish, and the sharks hang out there, but so I had sat there for 25 hours with tarpon jumping everywhere, and it's where the world record hammerhead was caught, a 15-foot, 6-inch hammerhead was caught from a boat there.
Now, there's a law in Florida, correct me if I'm wrong, you can't do anything to a hammerhead. You better release that thing. They're protected,
yeah,
aren't they?
Yeah. Hammerheads are super protected. I got a whole bunch of trouble last year. Yeah, you cannot do anything with hammerheads. You can't pull them out of the water. in state waters. If you go into federal waters 9 miles out, there's like no rules. You can actually keep them if you want, which I don't think makes sense.
I'm glad I didn't get caught then.
Yeah, there's a smaller shark, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but I went out probably about a year ago, and also when you go on like the fishing boats, you'll catch these things that look like a hammerhead, but they're really not. They got the wide head, and they're kind of small, but they're called something else. What are they?
Bonnet heads.
Bonnet heads, exactly. Yeah. They're not protected, are they?
Not at all. Actually, they're the only shark that they found that actually eats seagrasses. 60% of their diet is vegetarian, which is pretty cool.
All right, so you're out 25 hours on this boat over the week, in a 20-foot boat, and you're about ready to say, screw it, there's nothing going on
out 25
here.
Hours.
And then take it. First of all, what did you have on the bait? What was bait? And then tell us what happened.
So we sat in this like spot, and then the sun came up, and I'm like, this is it. Like, I'm going home. Couldn't, calling it. And the run back home is about 20 miles, so me and my buddy start going, but it's a beautiful day. It's super calm. Water's really, really blue, and you know, we're kind of feeling grimy and fishy, messing around with these, you know, baits all day, all night, and just we pulled up on this sandbar off Captiva by a pass there, and thought just gonna jump in for a second, you know, call our, you know, friends, tell them we're heading back, and then I just floated like one last bait. This bait had been sitting out there for 12 hours.
Now, what kind of bait is this?
It's a bonita. It's a kind of a type of tuna.
Yep.
And I just, like, floated out on a balloon by the pass, just thinking, like, whatever, something hits it. 5 minutes go by, and it gets absolutely smoked. Like, I've never seen. You can tell how big a shark is, basically, by how hard it hits and how fast the line is peeling off the reel or how fast the balloon is moving, and I've really never seen anything like this.
So how far down was it when it got hit, the bait?
Oh, maybe 5-10 feet down.
That's it?
I was in super shallow water. I was right by the beach. Like, we pulled up the boat to the sandbar to jump in. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
All right, so it takes
this
the bait.
This looks like a great swimming spot.
Yeah.
Right.
This thing takes the bait, and then you say it went like you had not experienced before. Let me ask you this before we get into further details on bringing this thing in. Will a shark, because when you catch a game fish, they'll fight. When you catch, like, a heavy grouper, it's dead weight. Does a shark fight or just try to swim off?
They fight for sure.
So they're gonna go and try to break that line. They're going to go and fight you. They're not moving.
Oh, yeah. Especially something that's 1,000 pounds. But, yeah, I mean, I've caught, you know, hammerheads in particular are, you know, known to be notoriously strong fighters, and black tips are just along the lines of tarpon. They'll jump and do backflips, and you know, Mako is, you know, the ultimate in shark fishing.
And you were using what, a Shakespeare reel?
Yeah, something like that.
Zebco.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah. No, I had about $1,000 reel with 500 yards of 200-pound test line.
Oh my
god! Well, that helps.
That helps. That helps a lot.
But it wasn't enough. So we're sitting. You know, I like to fight sharks from the beach because, you know, a boat gets dragged around, and you're basically not tiring out the shark as fast as you could because it's towing the boat.
Right.
So from the beach, I can actually stand in one spot and put pressure on the shark that tires them out faster. And in my experience, it's just so much easier to work with sharks when they're in shallow water versus up against the boat dealing with waves. And you can't move around as well. So, I mean, what I originally just wanted to be near the beach and fight the shark from the beach, but it took all the line in about, I don't know, 3 minutes, 4 minutes. So we had to jump in the boat, slam the boat in reverse, and start chasing this thing.
Jeez.
For like 5 hours.
5 hours. Now, in a five-hour thing of trying to haul this thing in, whether you're on the beach or in the boat, you certainly in 5 hours have to take a break or your arms will fall off.
Yeah. Well, so here's another fun part about this whole thing. We were out of like water and food, and we had nothing. It was like we were going home. This started off being like a 7 hour, 6 hour fishing trip. Run to the spot, catch a shark, come home. I was like, fine, we have enough supplies to make it through the night. And then after the 25 hour thing, then we hook into this guy. It's like we are no food, no water. We had like a we had a couple energy drinks, but other than that, it was just like nothing.
So, at any point as you were fighting this giant fish, did you ever think, fish, I love you, but I must break you?
Well, it's kind of the old man of the sea kind of mentality going on.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I wasn't going to give up. Absolutely not.
So six hours fighting this thing?
Yeah, and it's not like you can just, like, snap the line. Like, you know, if you have a, you're not going to do that with 200-pound test line. It just doesn't break. And I don't want to cut the line and leave 500 yards of line streaming off this shark.
Yeah, not
so
good.
You really only have one option, and that's to land it. So.
Now, when in this 5-hour, 6-hour fight, did you first see the shark in its full length and you said, gee, this is a tiger shark?
That's true. For a while, you didn't even know what it is. Oh, you got an idea.
So that was a pretty crazy moment. So originally, I thought it was a bull shark. Being near the pass like that inshore, I know there's bulls around this time of year. The way it was fighting, I was like, wow, this is a really big, like, maybe world record bull. I don't know. Huge bull. And we were just kind of, you know, the mentality wasn't super focused. We were just, whatever, you know, hopefully we catch this thing.
Yeah.
But then when we saw the tiger stripes, it was just like whole different attitude. Like, radio went off, like, focused, in the zone. Like, because this is a, you know, it is a big deal. It's a very rare shark to see here.
Man-eater. It's a man-eater.
Statistically, they're the second most deadly shark on the planet.
Yeah.
But just to see one that big, that close, in the shore is super rare, and really wanted to kind of find out more about it with the blood sample and the fin clipping stuff. You get a lot of great information, and, I mean, it's the biggest shark I've ever caught.
The thing is, some of the experts that I was reading about in the article, because you talked about the size of this thing, you couldn't even get your arms around it. You figured 81 inches around. The experts that were in the article said that this probably wasn't even close to a full-grown shark.
Yeah. So the world record is 1,780 pounds caught in the Carolinas from a boat. But tiger sharks are monsters, man. I could have climbed in this thing's mouth.
I have to ask you because
I would have appreciated it.
Yeah, I saw the pictures.
Yeah.
Tiger sharks have a reputation right next to the great white. And I see you and the pictures of you in the water with the shark as you're bringing it up on the beach. Did you at all have any kind of fear that this thing would go and swim around or turn around, and did it try to bite you?
Well, like, I don't want to sound, like, overly confident with this, but, I mean, dealing with 1,000 sharks, you get a feel for how they move. And an animal that big, I mean, half of this thing's body is 500 pounds. It's got to tense a lot of muscles before it's going to swing at you. So, I mean, I kind of have a feel for how they move. I don't want to, you know, jinx it or anything. I completely understand they're, you know, wild, dangerous animals, but a 5-foot shark that's, you know, super quick and riled up, I mean, they can spin around in half a second. This thing, it's sort of just such a big animal to move that much weight, I think.
Yeah, I don't think we can have any real concept of being in the water with something that big.
Right.
Wow.
Well, getting the hook out was definitely sketchy. It was, I mean, you see this thing's mouth, they have 48 teeth. I mean, these giant serrated teeth. They're actually some of the most advanced shark teeth out there. They're designed to work like serrated, you know, knives, basically, mm-hmm. sawing back and forth. These guys can chomp through sea turtles. I mean, that's probably why this shark was here to eat.
Now, do they have teeth like a great white, or are they shaped different for different types of eating?
They're different shape, but they're great whites also have serrated teeth. There's not that many sharks with serrated teeth, and the ones that do, I mean, these are the guys that are eating big stuff.
Because I keep going back to the Jaws movie, and when Brody was saying that the shark's tooth was the size of a shot glass, and I just want to know, in comparison to this tiger shark, could you go and get a good look at the size of, like, an individual tooth?
Yeah, I mean, maybe an inch and a half. It's just, the thing is, shark's teeth aren't, even a 10-foot bull, the teeth are under an inch. I mean, it's just like,
there's just a lot of them, and
there's
sharp.
There's a lot of them, yeah. Bull sharks have 350 teeth in their mouth at a time. Tigers have 48 kind of exposed at once. But, I mean, the configuration of a shark's teeth is all about what they're hunting. And some of them are, you know, more pointed for grabbing. Like mako sharks, for example, they're the fastest sharks in the sea, and they swim up and they bite the tails off their tuna and or whatever, the marlin
right.
they're chasing. So then they kind of come back and eat it that way.
So how long were you in the water touching the shark?
About 2 or 3 minutes. So the way this was positioned was, I was on the edge of the sandbar next to a pass with a lot of current flowing over the shark's gills. And this was completely in intentional because sharks need to be moving in order to pass, you know, water and absorb oxygen.
Breathe. Body. Yeah.
So this spot was kind of where I was aiming for and where I wanted to be to do this because it does take a couple minutes to get the tag in, take the blood sample, and fin clipping and all that.
So you got the blood sample, you tagged him, you released him, and now he's going to be able to be tracked now for a long period of time.
Yeah, I mean, there's about 500,000 sharks. Well, this program I'm working with, it's the Apex Predator Tagging Program. It's been going on for almost 60 years now, and it just gets a good sense of how sharks are moving. Tiger sharks were never seen around here until 10 years ago.
What brings them down here then? What do you think brought the tiger shark down
they
here?
They had that one great white that was tagged off the coast of New York, and it ends up where it's like around New Orleans now.
Is it the changing water temperatures? Is it the currents? What brings a fish that hasn't been down here and they just suddenly within the last decade start seeing them?
Yeah. I mean, it's just the ocean is in a state of change. That's sort of, even since I've been fishing for, 10 years, the different species you see showing up. And I'm in Nantucket in the summer, and last summer I caught 30 sharks that hadn't been seen there in a while.
Wow.
Species, dusky sharks.
Now, Haney and I were talking about this yesterday, and you're the guy we've seen the aerial shots of our area where you have swimmers that are in waist-deep water, even less, and the aerial shot showing the sharks all around them.
Mm-hmm. A couple of feet away.
A couple of feet away. People don't realize because they can't see it. When we go out into the Gulf and we think, oh, it's great and the water's great and it's, spring break or whatever it might be, there's sharks all around you at any moment in time.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you can't go in the ocean here and not be less than a couple hundred yards away from a shark. But let me just say that 5 people a year worldwide are killed by sharks. 5 people. Like, coasters kill 30. I mean, it's just like, I think it would be so difficult to get bitten or eaten by a shark, even if you really wanted to. I think you could swim around with, just do laps around the islands.
What is the main species that's real close in?
Bulls and black tips.
Now they're
real sweethearts.
Black tips. I'll go fishing in the mangroves, and you'll see the black tips.
Yeah. Well, there's a huge migration. About 20,000 of them move up the East Coast, and you see those aerial shots with giant schools of them, but it's a reproductive thing, and they're migrating north, and there's a lot of sharks around. It's their ocean.
By far, this tiger, top of your list?
Oh, 100%.
First of all, you do...
It's top of your list. Was it your toughest fight?
No, it wasn't.
What was?
2 years ago, I fought a vice president was vacationing here and did a whole thing, and I hooked into a 15-foot sawfish, which took 11 hours and 10 minutes from the beach entirely to reel in.
Oh, but you're kidding. Effect. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, those are pretty rare, aren't they?
Super pretty. Critically endangered. They are very, very rare, very protected. And, but the thing with those guys is they're not like a shark in the way that they have to keep moving. Like, they can do the whole stingray move and kind of, like, bed themselves down.
One last thing.
You were with the vice president when you did this?
Yeah, he had, like, Secret Service and 2 boats patrolling.
Did you talk to him? Did you get to hang out and say a few things to him?
Not really, no. I was, like, 6 hours in when he showed up. I was kind of, like, completely out of it.
Now, which vice president are we talking about?
Pence.
Oh, nice.
With Pence, yeah. Very quickly, because I'm getting texters asking me this.
Yeah.
You started to talk about the trickiest thing with this tiger was getting the hook out. Everybody's wanting to know before I hang up on you is how did you get that hook out?
I had pliers, and you kind of lift the snout up a little bit, and you just basically get the pliers on the hook and wiggle and wiggle and wiggle, and eventually... I got lucky that it popped out. The hook was actually bent. I have a picture on my page, but the hook, I put so much pressure on this that some of the strongest hooks you can buy, it actually bent, which I think made it easier for it to get out. But
I just pull the nose up on a tiger.
That's all
you do.
Yeah.
So when by the time you're trying to get the hook out, is the shark just so physically exhausted that it's not even trying anything?
It's shallower water. It's been a long fight. It was tired, but. Tigers actually have the highest survival rate of any sharks that are being researched for tagging and stuff like this. They're really resilient, durable sharks, and especially at that size.
Tell everybody how to get to your page, because we're looking at it right now. It's a phenomenal page. You got all kinds of pictures, and I know that people listening to you right now would love to see some of the sharks. Tell everybody how to get to that page.
Well, I mean, my biggest thing is Instagram. If you ACK sharks, ACK is Nantucket's airport code, and you know it's a big thing up there, and where it all started for me. So yeah, ACK sharks.
Elliot Sadal, congratulations on this one.
That is amazing.
And it is absolutely amazing. When are you going out next?
Tomorrow.
Oh, I'm man.
The same spot.
If you catch another big one, call us.
I got an even bigger bait this time.
Elliot, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's amazing. That is amazing. Look at some of these fish. And he's, I don't know.
Yeah, if not his first rodeo.
No. Tiger shark, second biggest predator.
And, you know, I see his point. Because obviously he's on a whole nother level with these huge sharks. But, you know, when I was a kid, I loved trout.
Yeah.
And probably for 2 or 3 years, almost every day, I'd be out there, and you get to know what they do and how they yep. move, what they like, what they don't. So I guess it's kind of the same thing.
Until you find one that is unpredictable and don't know what it's going to do next.
Oh. You talking about the trout that lost his spots? Big white.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Southwest Florida's only radio show powered by alternative energy. Our show is produced through a volatile combination of superheated air and methane. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. About 20 minutes, 25 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, hour away from our question of the week. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List here in just a second. I'll go over the prizes. I do want to pass this along. We got an all points. Be on the lookout.
Is it an APB, BOLO?
BOLO. Headline, Florida man wearing blue bonnet and flowery dress allegedly steals 28 cans of baby formula from the Publix. Dateline Cape Coral, and they got the surveillance footage of him. Cape Coral police are looking to identify a man seen roaming a Cape Coral Publix on a motorized cart.
Hold on a second. What was this person wearing?
I'll get to that. It's
because they've identified this as a man.
Yes, it is a man. And
what do you mean it is a man? Blatantly. We don't know until we ask
blatantly in disguise.
Him or her.
Here's the story. Again, a lot of assumptions being made. I agree with you on that. Cape Coral police are looking to identify a man seen roaming at Cape Coral Publix on a motorized cart while wearing a blue bonnet and a flowery dress who they say stole infant formula.
Well, that's not the way a man dresses.
No. They said the man resembles a suspect from a similar crime in North Fort Myers, Fort Myers, Naples, and Punta Gorda. So he's going around doing all this. Police responded to the Publix at the Midpoint Center on Santa Barbara Boulevard, where a worker said she saw the man looking to be in his 50s on surveillance cameras at around 9:40 p.m. on Saturday. He was also wearing a black jacket and white tennis shoes. The complainant claimed the man took 28 Infamil formula cans, concealed them under his dress, and then he left the store without paying. They say the value of the items stolen was in excess of $450. Anybody see the 50-year-old man in a cart wearing a bonnet and a lady's dress is to call the Cape Coral Police Department. They want this person. I say person. I don't know if I should say man or woman.
It is ma'am.
All right, I got phones on lockdown. I'll take phones.
What the hell are we doing here?
I don't know. I'll take the calls cold to this. We're going to play Stan's What's on the List. And we have Babaku Saw. We have Pewter Mug. We have Bam's Restaurant. We have Slayer tickets. And we have Fort Myers Miracle tickets. The category... things that we use to distract ourselves at work. If you're coming to work and you're supposed to do a 9-to-5 job, there's a lot of things you do that are not work-related that kind of kill the day. These are the top 10 things that people say they do to distract themselves from actually working.
I think I can mention my favorite without destroying your list.
All right, go ahead.
Remember that the last radio station I worked at in Melbourne?
Yeah.
The other AM?
Yeah.
You never worked there, did you?
I did work there.
You worked at MEL?
I worked there for a brief period. It's very brief.
Did you ever go?
I'll tell you how I worked there, and because we've had this discussion before, and you can't wrap your mind around. After I left Y102, and we had a little gap there when I went to work at the mental hospital, their news guy over at that station was going on a leave of absence where he was gone for about 3 weeks. And the morning guy at the time was Ron Marr.
Oh, yeah.
And they needed a news guy. I was out of work at the time. They said, do you want to work while he's on leave? And I said, yes.
Because I worked there after Y102.
Yeah, I did mornings in the newsroom next to Ron Marr.
Rockin' Ron.
Yeah, he was already halfway in the bag by then.
Did you... At that station, did you ever go back to take transmitter readings or anything?
I did not. That was not my responsibility.
Did you ever go back in that room?
Well, I know they had a vending machine, pinball machine back there.
Pinball machine.
And you play pinball.
That was glorious.
Top shelf. Yeah, I remember it. Sure. But yeah, I was there. I was there for about 3-4 weeks.
I remember going back there to take transmitter readings, and I'm like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, pinball machine.
And it works.
Yep.
I better get some stuff taped, because I'm going to be here a while.
And I remember free snacks, because they had the table there that had all the snacks on it.
Best general manager I ever worked for. Was he there then? He had to have been. John.
Yeah.
He was one of the great guy. Yeah.
He was the one that told me, he said, I can't promise you a full-time job, but I need somebody for 3 weeks. I said, done.
Good man.
So here we go. These are things that you distract yourself at work with.
You can't beat having a pinball machine.
Well, that did not make the top 10.
And then the other place I worked at, it was the radio station studios were there, but in the same building was the cable company, and I got free everything.
That was awesome. 277-9600. You know the category. Answer correctly one of the things in the top 10, and you'll get yourself a prize. Bob Cousaw, Pewter Mug, Bam's Restaurant, Slayer tickets, Miracle tickets. These are the top 10 things people say they distract themselves with at work other than doing their job. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Janice.
What's your first name?
Janice?
Yes.
Hi, Janice. What do you think's on this list?
Smoking.
Yeah. Number five on the list, smoking breaks. 28% of workers say they take a smoke break. You are absolutely right. What would you like?
I'll do any restaurant.
All right, well, how about the pewter mug?
Perfect.
All right, hold on. That's how the game's played. That's number five on the board. Four more higher than that. And five more lower than that. Things you do to distract yourself from actually working. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dan. Dan.
What do you think's on this list?
Going to the bathroom.
Going to the bathroom. I know here at Beasley they refer to that as slacking off. But other places they have to know. Not on the list.
Well, of course they refer to it as slacking off. You go in there and you see feet and newspapers.
Well, there's some that use it as a library.
Yeah, and some of them go in there and watch movies on their cell phones.
Uh-huh. We've seen it. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Matt.
Matt, what do you think's on this list?
fooling around on the internet, Facebook.
Yes, sir. Checking social media, number one on the board to check social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all of that stuff. Yep. What would you like?
I'll do the BAMS.
You got it. BAMS Restaurant. Hold on. Yeah, 47% of people surveyed said checking social media. They want to go and see what's going on in other people's lives and check up on their Facebook pages. Yep. So we got smoking breaks. We got checking social media. Eight more on the board of things you do to distract yourself at work when you should be working. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Daryl.
Daryl, what do you think's on this list?
Listen to the radio.
Listening to the radio. See, the good thing about listening to the radio is that you can keep it on and still get work done. Not on the list. That's why we appreciate it. You can still get your job done. But you got us on in the background. 277-9600. Things you do to distract yourself at work without, you know, when you should be working. Ahoy, who's this?
Joanne.
Oh, Joanne, you probably can knock off four or five of these things, can't you?
Playing games on your cell phone.
Playing games on your cell phone. Let's see. You're close, but no cigar on that. Some of these might be in the area, but games, not one of them. Ahoy, who's this?
Scotty.
Scotty, what do you think's on this list?
Playing games on the computer, like solitaire.
No, sir.
Well, that's kind of shocking.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Steve.
Steve, what do you think's on the list?
I'm going to say check your email.
Checking emails. Hold on now. Hold on. Not emails. Not emails. Again, you're buzzing around a lot of these things. We got to think about this is, you know, we're in 2019. You know? I'm not opening up envelopes with a stamp on them, reading them. The other people are doing other things. Although I did get one today, and I had to throw it out.
This is the same guy that said, I will never do my bills on a computer. I like stamps and
I still,
handwriting.
And I still do, because what I predicted would haunt me has hit me with things that didn't go through, things that didn't... Up until about 3 or 4 years ago, I wrote all my bills out by hand.
And you bragged about it.
And I bragged about it because I kept track of everything, and I did. I knew that everything got paid.
And now?
Now it's all on the computer, and I make a lot of mistakes. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Dave.
Dave, what do you think's on the list? These are things that you do to distract yourself at work.
How about taking selfies?
Taking selfies. Nope. I'll take a couple of more calls. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jamie.
Jamie, what do you think's on the list?
Lunch, eating.
Yeah, well, you know what? I'm not going to say lunch, but eating snacks. Number seven on the board. What would you
All right.
like? What would you like?
Do you have anything for food or restaurants around here anymore?
I've got Pewter Mug, or I have BAMS Restaurant.
Computer mug sounds great.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Jenny.
Jenny?
Yes.
Are you ready to answer this?
I guess. Everybody's given all the other answers. I'll give the one that's going to embarrass
right.
me the most.
Well, you go right ahead. You know what? We're not setting any kind of judgments on you.
Okay. Nowadays, probably watch porn.
Watch porn.
Well, we've run into that.
Yeah, we've run into that. They're no longer working here, but no. You're close, though. People are using their computers for something. I'll take one more, and then I'll go over the list. Ahoy, who's this? Number one, it was gotten. Checking social media, going on the Facebook, going on the Twitter, going on the Instagram. Number two, nobody got this. Going to news websites, reading the news. Remember the old days, you'd pick up a newspaper, read the newspaper. Now you get into work and you're not starting out. You're going to go to Fox, you're going to go to CNN, you're going to go to the news press, you're going to go to NBC2's website, and you're going to read the news. You're not doing any work. Number three, gossiping with coworkers, stuff that's not related to work. Number four, nobody got it. A lot of coffee breaks. Let me go and freshen up.
No coffee.
Let me warm it up. Let me just hit the cup with a splash. Number five. For some, it's number one. Smoking breaks. Uh, 28% say, hey, I'm going on a smoking break. But don't forget, you can't smoke at Disney World. Number six. People were talking about playing games on their phones and, you know, solitaire. No.
Game of phones.
Six, texting and instant messaging on your phone with people. Sending the texts. Number seven, eating snacks. Somebody got that, eating food. Number eight, and I see it every day here, going off to the break room to make food. Oh, I brought in, like one of the ladies, I brought in a frozen lean cuisine because I'm on a diet. No, let me go into the break room and cook it up. I've got some leftover chili con carne. Let me go into the microwave and cook this stuff up. A lot of time.
You know, it has been quite some time since you made me chili con carne.
Well,
a good chili con carne.
I make a good chili. Chili con carne, a little bit different. You know how I know
well,
about...
Well, what is chili con carne as opposed to regular chili?
I don't know. The thing is that... Do you remember the
I thought you called yours chili con carne.
No. Thing I remember is the Robert Redford film, Brew Baker, when they were growing all the vegetables out in the field, but none of it was being fed to the prisoners. They all had cans of Heinz chili con carne. And where's the fresh corn? Where's the fresh tomatoes? Where is all this stuff that we're going and working for here? No, have some chili con carne.
Well, let's see. Here's an award-winning recipe. Let's see.
Number nine, talking on the phone with the boyfriend, the girlfriend, the husband, the wife. Hey, just non-work-related stuff. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Oh, let's start thinking about restaurants. Number 10, not work-related. And wasting time, you're out searching for new jobs. 19% of you say that's, yeah, I'll go out and, you know, while I'm at work, I'll start hopping around looking for new jobs. We're going to take a break. News headlines.
Well, what's the difference between, like, a chili con carne and a goulash?
I think a chili con carne is a lot like a goulash. I think there's corn in it.
And I didn't see any. The recipes I see just look like chili with beans and meat.
Chili con carne?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between goulash, chili con carne, and regular chili?
Well, goulash seems to be similar a lot to Mongolian beef.
Mongolian beef is served like in... You go to like... Never mind.
Goulash is a stew of meat and vegetables, usually seasoned with paprika.
Chili con carne is for hot dogs, no beans. I don't believe that. Chili con carne is chili with meat.
Yeah.
So, but mine has meat.
Yeah. So yours
but
is
mine
chili.
Mine has beans, too.
Yeah. It has both.
So it's a chili con carne.
That's what you're making.
Carne, carnivorous meat, carnivore.
Well, and then you start to get into, well, what's the difference between that and Cincinnati chili, chili mac stew, yeah. Frito pie?
We'll be back.
It's a new era for America and Southwest Florida.
As for Stan and Haney, unfortunately, their problems remain much the same. Stan and Haney in the afternoon.
96 K-Rock.
Okay, you know, we bring up chili con carne and it brings out the worst in people.
You never know what it'll be. But we found one with chili con carne.
And we were describing, you know, what's in chili con carne versus regular chili. And I got this one guy. Yeah, there's a few of them. Chili con carne is chili with meat. I thought it had corn in it. Then we get a guy that in the military we had chili mac.
Mm-hmm.
Not funny. We used to have to eat that every day. Well, you know, it's canned goods. I mean, I'm sorry. Now chili mac, that's chili with macaroni in it.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking it to an extreme now when you're bringing MREs into this.
Yeah.
We're talking about chili con carne,
which is a
on the civilian side.
Saucy like chili with corn.
Tomato-based sauce with
corn.
With chili beans and meat.
That makes sense. I got to get a can. You know what? I'll get a can of chili con carne tonight. And then
chili con carne
that
you make.
That's chili. That's Stan's chili.
What does it have in it?
Meat, beans.
What do you think carne means?
I've got two different kinds of beans in it and two different kinds of meat.
What do you think
carnivores? Yeah. It makes sense. But I'll bet you a canned chili con carne's got a few kernels of corn in it.
That is not a requirement for chili con carne. Corn, I like it.
I don't know.
I like it. I'm not, especially if you get some of that Southwestern seasoned corn.
Yeah. Maybe that's what's in it. I don't think so.
No. But you can put that in yours, but that doesn't make it. Corn has nothing to do with it.
Chili, just chili with beans and no meat?
Yeah.
Then why do I go to the store and see chili, no beans?
That's hot dogs. That's hot dog chili. That's for a chili dog.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's get our first look at traffic.
I think you can get hot dog chili with beans or without.
You can get chili. Like if you go and see Hormel chili in your grocer shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Hormel chili with beans, without beans. Then
spicy, not spicy. Yep,
and then next to it, you'll see a can of chili con carne. And then you'll see next to that, hot dog sauce. The chili
And then
stuff.
Some of it's labeled hot dog chili.
Yep.
But that's got nothing to do with corn.
Look at this. Gotta add
or MREs.
Somebody's adding kindling. As long as you serve the chili with all the fixins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that would be
chili con carne with all the fixins.
And that includes what?
Coleslaw and a roll.
Yep.
Baked beans.
None of the other side dish is that. That's the only thing that you can call fixins.
Yeah.
Coleslaw, beans, and a roll.
Yep.
That's all the fixins.
Yep. That is all the fixins right there.
Right. You add something else, that's not a fixin.
Well, it can go. There can be other things in there. But it's just assumed when you say all the fixins that it'd be a roll, if they remember. Sometimes they run out. Coleslaw and baked beans.
That's if you're like at a barbecue.
Now, other things can be added to the fixins, like a collard green.
Or corn on the cob?
Yeah.
But that's not technically a fixin.
They can be part of the fixins.
Would that be a side dish?
But to be legally in compliance... If you put out an ad that says, I don't know, half chicken dinner with all the fixins.
Fixins. What is that? Fixins as a word. What is that?
That means a roll, if they remember to get them.
Right.
Coleslaw.
Yeah.
And baked beans. Now, you can get bonus fixins. But if you don't have those three,
you don't have the fixes.
It'd be false advertising.
Now, K-Rock Traffic
Makes no sense to me.
No, you're a Yankee.
Yeah, that's the reason. Lehigh Acres, one thing on the board. Lehigh Acres.
You probably don't even like greens.
I've had them, not a big fan of them.
Yeah.
It's like eating spinach.
No, it's because you probably don't know enough to put bacon grease in it. That's a key.
That's it. Lehigh Acres crash, 31st Street West and Sunshine Boulevard North. And you are up to date.
You think I'm kidding?
I know you're not kidding. Do you think a southern person never made me greens?
You go to like a Fat Boys or a Sonny's and said, bring me a chicken dinner with all the fixings.
I know. Beans, coleslaw, and a roll if they got it.
And if you say that, they'll immediately come out with a gigantic sweet tea and say, we'll be right on it, sugar.
But you can do the headlines, please.
More sweet tea, hon?
Jesus.
Is the Pope Catholic? Thank you. I'm going to need a bib. Need one of them barbecue bibs. Because I'm going to eat me some ribs.
So this guy says you can substitute mac and cheese and potato salad, and they're still fixings.
And then if you want to throw a real monkey wrench in there,
yeah,
throw in some Brunswick stew. Now,
It's not a fixin'.
That has corn in it.
I got no problem with that. I like corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree on that. But it is not a necessary ingredient for chili con carne the way it is in Brunswick stew. Oh, Brunswick stew, man.
Good. Go get yourself some.
You wouldn't mind?
Have at it.
All right, BRB. Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know.
Sure.
What is the key to starting a relationship?
Not looking into each other's eyes, but looking with four eyes, looking out to the future.
Well, that is beautiful, Stan. The answer is having sex.
Oh, well, that too. For a while.
We have all the details on the shooting that came out of an argument of Ford versus Chevy.
Isn't that ridiculous?
A street in Chicago was shut down over a suspicious object. What was that object?
What?
A can of Chef Boyardee on wheels.
Ah, on wheels.
A man is busted for robbing the same Dairy Queen twice in one day. Don't get greedy.
Guy says, yeah, greens need some bacon grease, but it also needs a ham hock in there.
Mm-hmm. And finally, a man tried to steal a giant rib roast. We'll tell you where he put it.
All right.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. 4 o'clock fluffer time brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies?
The Billboard Music Award,
to be a true champion,
went down last night in Vegas. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things overheard at the Billboard
Tony
Music
Braxham
Award. Are we sure this place isn't called the MGM Bland? You know, Taylor Swift has yet to make an appearance, and I'm already sick of her.
Yeah.
You know, between that Cardi B and Post Malone, it's awfully hard to pick who deserves the most credit for destroying music.
Yep. You're not going to get a fight out of me out of that. Is Post Malone. See his face? He's all tatted up on the face.
Oh, look, Rob Gronkowski is a presenter. Maybe that's why I can't get a friggin' beer in this place.
Oh, Dave will get plenty.
I sure hope receiving the Icon Award doesn't suddenly turn Mariah Carey into some sort of diva. Oh, this is kind of like the Grammys. Minus the part where it matters, so... My God, for those of you keeping score at home, since the show started, Ariana Grande's already been engaged 3 times.
Laugh it up.
And the winners of the Get a Room Already Award, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Damn, I forgot my Paula Abdul to English dictionary. And finally, the very top thing overheard at the Billboard Music Award.
Yes.
Hey, cameraman. Try to pan to people not watching Game of Thrones on their phones. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Normally, I would do emails, but since they moved our office...
And you must have broken it.
I don't have emails. It's like junk mail comes in fine. No emails. And I'd never have a day without emails. Not even the Guardian had it.
This has happened before, and they blame it on you.
I know they do, but it's not me. It's not me.
I'll guarantee you, you're sitting at that computer, and that computer is not associated with our email.
It is. Now, what's going to happen, and it's happened before this way.
You'll get 100,000 emails at once.
At about 8 o'clock tonight, it's going to go and load up. And what are you talking about? I emailed you at 10 o'clock this morning. No, it didn't get it till 8 o'clock at night. Oh, well. Our question of the week is next.
By the way, what kind of a superstar is Bill Barr?
He's a great man.
Let me do my Bill Barr impression.
Okay.
Stan, I'll need you to help me with this.
Yes, what do you need me to do?
Just ask me, can we see those documents?
Can we see those documents?
No.
Two men, two microphones, and way too much baggage.
A nice enough guy, but way too much baggage, if you know what I mean.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Thursday afternoon, about 20 minutes, well, 20 minutes, about 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second, but it is Thursday, and that means our question of the week. So I will pose to you the question, then we will release the phones. And while we do traffic, it'll give you an opportunity to call and answer our question of the week.
What if I get the answer wrong?
You don't get the answer. It's your answer. There is no yes or no to our question. It's your story. It should trigger something in your brain. And this question, and you brought it up probably about 3 weeks ago that we should ask the question again. We asked this question many years ago, and the response has always been fascinating. Because you just don't know. You don't know who was with somebody. And that question is, did you go to school with anybody famous? Maybe you were in high school, elementary school, college. Somebody who became famous and you went to school with them. So our question of the week, we're bringing back an oldie but a goodie. Did you go to school with anybody famous? 277-9600. Could be an actor, an athlete, a politician, anybody that gained fame. Could be fleeting, could be long-term. Did you go to school with anyone famous? 277-9600. Phone lines are open. Let's do some traffic, and then we'll take your phone calls.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start in Cape Coral. Got a little something showing up. They say traffic control. 1700 block of Cape Coral Parkway East. North Fort Myers, hit and run. It's at the 700 block of Pondella Road, right by the Country View Gardens. Fort Myers, crash. South Tamiami Trail and Gladiolus Drive. And one more for you. Lehigh Acres, crash. Delaware Road and Homestead Road North. And you are up to date. Question of the week. Did you go to school with anyone famous or who became famous in one way, shape, or form? You know, could be on the bad side, too. Could have gone
infamous.
Could have gone to school with somebody infamous. That's right. 277-9600. Very quickly, with me in high school, I went to school with Caitlyn Jenner's brother, who died tragically. Bruce Jenner, we knew him as then, but his younger brother, Bert, I went to school with because the Jenner family lived in my town. College, well, we know this, so we've talked to her. Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm. Went to UCF with her. We were in the radio and TV department.
And you said Bert Jenner, very well thought of, good guy.
Good guy, clean-cut kid, all-American-looking kid. He had a little wild streak. We all partied a little bit back then.
You mean like Kavanaugh style?
Yes. He was very... He would be categorized, but I was in that for a while. Very preppy looking. Crew neck sweaters, corduroy pants,
mm-hmm.
Docker shoes, that look. And went to school with him and his sister, too, who was friends with my sister. And then, yeah, Cheryl Hines in high school. What about you? Anybody famous you go to school with?
Well, one person that I went to elementary school, junior high school, we also went to the same church, was that Georgia Fox.
Oh, that's right, from CSI. That's mm-hmm. right. I always found her mildly attractive, but...
I don't think she
was on the same team. She liked girls, I think.
Really?
I think that if you read about her, I think
she never brought that up at youth group.
But I always thought during that when she was on CSI, she was pretty good looking. Different, odd.
I never watched the show, but I said, "Are you kidding me? That girl?"
Yeah.
And then, as far as your big time fame, obviously not when I was there. But Jim Morrison and I have the same alma mater.
Right. But we're looking. You went to school. You saw him. And you saw Georgia Fox.
Yep. Yeah. All the time.
277-9600.
She went by Georgia Ann then.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Jay in Naples. Ahoy, how's it going?
Ahoy, Jay. Did you go to school with somebody that was famous, infamous, famous? Who?
I did, man. I grew up in Miramar, Florida, and I went to school with Johnny Depp.
Oh, did you really?
I did, yep.
Now,
Johnny Depp.
He's changed his image an awful lot over the years.
Oh, he's been through hell the past couple of years.
Yeah, what do you remember about him?
Punk rock was really big back then, and he was going to school, you know, all punk rocked out, and he had a band, and he used to practice in his garage, and his parents threw a lot of money at for him, and not only did they buy him instruments, but they bought the other guys that were in the band instruments as well, and he was kind of like a little bit of a prima donna. That he somewhat remained in contact with, but you know, they tried to approach him to do some charitable stuff for the school, and he just shut that right down. Didn't want anything to do with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear you. Appreciate the call. 277-9600. Did you go to school with anybody famous? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, guys. This is Dennis.
Dennis, who'd you go to school with?
Well, you might know him, but I don't think Haney's going to know this guy. The one and only Biz Markie. Do you know who he is?
No, who's Biz Markie?
I know who he is.
Who is he?
He's a singer with a one-hit wonder. So
you got what I need, but you say he's just a friend. But you say he's just a friend.
Haney knew it.
Why would you think Stan would know that?
I wouldn't know that. When was that a hit?
90s.
In the 90s? No, I wouldn't know that. By that time, I had tuned the new music out.
Just a wonderful singer, though.
One hit wonder. 277-9600. Who'd you go to, or did you go to school with anybody famous? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Dylan.
Dylan, who'd you go to school with?
Carlos Hyde.
Who? Oh, that's cool. Football player. Oh.
Yeah, the running back for the 49ers.
All right, good deal.
Here you go, Stan. Okay.
The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat.
Again, I'm going to say this. Anybody you went to school with, famous. 277-9600.
But don't you hear the beautiful voice he has?
Yeah. Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dave from Naples.
Dave from Naples. Did you go to school with anybody famous?
Yeah, Mike Krzyzewski.
Did you really?
Yep. In 1965, I went to West Point, and I was in the summer beach barracks with in the same company with Mike Krzyzewski.
Oh, wow. Nice. And,
yep.
and then you had a long military career?
No, he did.
Appreciate the call.
Here we go, Stan.
Again, I said somebody famous.
Oh, you're famous. What a crooner.
Yeah, like Sinatra. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, somebody tell you not only went to school with somebody famous, you dated somebody famous, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
No, they dated her.
Yeah, hard. Okay, who'd you go to school with?
Susan Sarandon.
Oh, did you really? Was she trouble even back then?
Not really, no.
No?
Now, was she a friend of yours, or did you just see her around?
No, she was a friend.
Really?
Yes.
And what?
So, was she normal then?
Well, she was into the drama club and into all the school plays.
Were you?
No.
So, how did you become friends with her?
Smoking,
we had a lot of classes
area.
Together. We didn't have a smoking area.
No, you were allowed to smoke in the halls.
No.
Appreciate the call. I couldn't help it.
Zingaroo!
I couldn't help it. And now smoking. You know,
life's path.
You can light up in the classroom back in those days.
Oh, wasn't that great? Have a little built-in ashtray there.
Yep, right in this desk.
Yep.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can.
All right, who's this?
This is Lou.
Lou, who'd you go to school with that was famous?
Michael Frederick. He played for the Tennessee Titans.
When?
In the 90s.
Okay, yeah. Again, famous. Ahoy, who's this?
Tom.
Tom, did you go to school with anybody famous?
Yeah, I absolutely did. I graduated in 85. Mark Stepnowski, he was the center for Troy Aikman when they won all the Super Bowls.
Oh yeah,
yeah, good one.
Yeah, Erie, Pennsylvania. Yeah, he played for the varsity when we were freshmen. Yeah, he was a gentle giant, great guy.
All right, there you go. Now see, he's got a ring.
Got a couple.
Yeah, he does.
Oh my God, did you see the Cowboys after the draft, you know, they sign all these undrafted free agents.
Yeah.
You know who they signed?
Who?
An offensive tackle. I forget which school, but Ivy League school.
Yeah.
Larry Allen Jr.
Really?
Yes.
Well, like maybe an Ivy League or Division II or something like that?
No, it was Ivy League. It's like this guy got his education and played football.
Made sure.
And his daddy made sure that the Cowboys called.
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Amber.
Amber?
Yeah.
All right, Amber. Are we good today?
We're good today.
All right. Do you need me to talk you down?
No, I don't.
Amber, who'd you go to school with?
I went to school with Matt Tall, the drummer from Days of the New, and then they became Tantric.
Did he have a band in school?
It wasn't all the members of Days of the New, but yeah, they were getting together when we were in school, but me and him were more than just a little friends in school and out of school.
He was in a rock band.
and it was probably, he was so inspired by you, that's what carried him through life.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah, maybe so.
have you checked, did he ever write a song about you?
You know, he probably did, but then again...
Then again, you were one of many.
His wife, very much so. And then the songs that were probably about me, he was lying to his wife saying they were about him. Jane so, about
boy, that's a kettle of worms.
Yeah. 277-9600. Did you go to school with anybody famous? Ahoy, who's this?
Wow, it's hard to follow that one up.
Yeah, you got that right.
It wasn't me, but it was my grandfather, who's long since passed, was his claim to fame that he was friends with Buddy Ebsen back in the high school days.
Well, we were friends with Buddy Ebsen.
Yeah, you know what? Buddy Ebsen was a great guy.
Absolutely.
His last few years of his life, we would call him every year on his birthday. And he'd give us a wild doggy, and he would talk about his days. He went to Eckerd College.
Yeah, or he's from Orlando.
And song and dance man from, he danced with Shirley Temple.
Oh, goodness. All right. Very good, sir.
All right, man. Buddy Ebsen. A lot of people just think Jed Clampett. He was a whole lot more than that.
And all the ladies loved him.
Yep. Song and dance man. 277-9600.
Yeah, my grandmother said, oh, yeah, that Buddy Ebsen, boy, he could dance.
Yep. Man, look at old footage of him. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. Greg in Fort Charlotte.
What's your first name?
Greg.
Greg. Did you go to school with anybody famous?
I did. Neil Cavuto.
You went to school with Neil Cavuto?
I graduated high school in 1976, Immaculate High School, Danbury, Connecticut.
And did you know him?
No, we conversed from time to time, but he was more of an honors guy. He was in his own little world. He's very intelligent, very articulate, just like you see him on TV. Very into business at the time. He was in the stocks and all the business stuff even back then.
All the way back then, huh?
Yep. I wonder if he played his cards right even back then. 277-9600. Did you go to school with anybody famous? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Chris.
Chris, who'd you go to school with?
A couple people. Matt Green from the L.A. Kings.
Uh-huh.
Two-time Stanley Cup
yes,
winner.
Yes, sir.
Great, great hockey player, even back then, man. Was always cool to everybody.
Who else?
And then a couple years behind me was Al Horford for the Boston Celtics.
Oh, okay. So did you grow up in the Northeast?
Yeah, up in Michigan. Yeah, Grand Ledge, Michigan.
All right, good deal. 277-9600.
I guess from some perspectives, Michigan is the Northeast.
It's Midwest. I didn't want to go and correct him, though.
Well, if you're, in Seattle, I guess it's Northeast.
I'm still shaking off with that Amber and sleeping with the band. 277.
Well, his wife thinks they're about her.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ray Long.
Ray Vaughn.
Ray Vaughn?
Hi, Long, L-O-N-G. Hey, guys, sorry about that.
That's all right.
Love you guys. Moved down 9 years ago. Been listening to you from the first day. Love
I appreciate it. Who did you go to school with?
Ted Nugent's aunt.
Come on!
Wait a second. Does Ted Nugent's aunt qualify as famous?
Come on!
I don't know, but it's a funny story because I've been called down to the principal's office once or twice. And one time with a Ted Nugent shirt, and she said, "Mr. Long, that shirt's not going to help you today."
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Very well. John Mellencamp.
Did you sleep with him?
Oh, no.
Okay.
So I dated his brother for a very short time.
You did? Did you? Now, was it his older brother?
Yes. Ted, I'm not sure. I don't know the exact... I think Ted was older. I'm not real sure.
Ted Mellencamp?
Yes, but he's no longer with us. Aww. But
did he ever go by Teddy Cougar?
No.
2779600. Couple of minutes, couple of more calls. Ahoy.
I'll be honest, I would have.
Yeah, I know you would have. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Hello?
I said ahoy. Who's this?
Bob.
Bob, who'd you go to school with?
John Janet. If you guys know who it is, I'll be impressed.
John Janet?
Yep.
I don't know who John Janet is.
Janik. He's now the Janik. CEO. He's now the CEO of Interscope Records.
All right. Did you ask him for a job?
No, unfortunately, once he moved out there, he never
I never heard from him again.
2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is One-Eared Rob.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, man. How y'all doing?
Good. We haven't seen you in a while.
No. Trying to get around. Busy at work. Killing mosquitoes.
Who'd you go to school with?
Deion Sanders.
Oh, yeah. North Fort Myers. Yep.
Neon Deion. Now, the infamous person, y'all probably have to look him up. He's on death row.
Oh, you talking about Kevin?
Nope. Talking about Robert K.
Robert? I think I know that name.
Yeah.
He's on death row? When did he get sent up?
Oh, God. Probably at least 15 years ago, anyway.
Oh, well, he's coming close, then.
He's getting close.
All right, buddy.
Absolutely.
Good talking to you again.
All right, you guys take it easy.
Yep. Robert K.
Don't know who that is.
I bet you if you look him up, he's going... RS is looking him up right now. Want to get a good look at this guy. One more. Ahoy, who's this? Okay, I'm not putting up with that. Ahoy, who's this? There he is.
Hey, ahoy, guys. This is Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Steve. Who'd you go to school with?
Well, actually, it was a good friend of mine that went to school with somebody famous. But in the mid-80s, my buddy Seamus went to Marquette University, and one of his classmates was Chris Farley.
No kidding.
Yeah, man. They're on the rugby team together, as a matter of fact.
I believe that. But that doesn't count. I got friends that went to school with famous people, too, all right? I got a friend that went to school with Georgia Fox from CSI.
Yeah. Why don't you tell them about it, Stan?
I just heard that, my buddy would see her all the time. She was, into the stuff.
Well, we went to church together.
Yeah, and he went to church with her.
Yeah, because, whatever she's into now, she wasn't... at least public about it then, because that would have been frowned upon.
If you'd like to answer...
She would have gone into counseling.
Really?
Some heavy counseling.
No, she did some of that in the show. If you'd like to answer our question
of
the week...
No, I mean, Reverend Turner would have taken her aside and said, "Young lady, I don't know what it is you think you're doing, but we need to talk."
Really?
Yeah.
Was she wild?
No, you said she plays for the other team now.
That's what I understand.
But we didn't... ever see any of that because
that for a fact I heard
because
the rumors.
If we had, Reverend Turner would have put a stop to it.
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com if you want to answer our question of the
absolutely
week.
Not
Mark Haney in the news is next.
Get those filthy thoughts out of your head, young lady.
K-Rock.
viciously fracking Southwest Florida's airwaves for decades. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney and the news in just seconds. Coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, it'll be Rob Show taking you through your evening. But first, we're going to get ourselves updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We will start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile Cypress. Also in Fort Myers, crash I-75 southbound at Alico Road. And in Lehigh Acres, hit and run Floyd Avenue South and First Street Southwest. And you are up to date. We'll have one more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is World News Tonight with Max Robinson in Chicago, Peter Jennings in London, who is on assignment tonight, Barbara Walters, special reports, tonight a comment from Howard K. Smith, and from our desk in Washington, Frank Reynolds.
This is he. Hello?
It'd be nice to have it in there. I had it right in my hand the whole damn time, and I'm acting like a buffoon.
You had it in your hand
I got it right in my hand. I'm like,
well,
okay.
It's not doing you any good in your hand.
No.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchor.
Put it in there.
Arcane. It's in. It's in.
Yeah. Not doing you any good in your hand. You got to slide it right in there.
Right in the slot.
Yep. Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday. May 2nd.
Double M-X-I-X.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, what is she on TV for? What is she, what hate is she spewing? This Mullah Omar.
Yeah, I hate it when she shows up and I'm trying to do the news.
Yep.
Interrupting me.
Yep. Take that off her head and snap, do a little towel snap.
Yep. We got to get all these anti-Americans out of there.
I know.
Mullah Omar, crazy Japanese woman from Hawaii.
She's a nut.
Don't they have to, say the pledge or something?
Of course they do, but they don't mean it. I was watching some newscast. This woman from Hawaii, what's her name, the Congress?
Maisie Hirano.
Yeah. A year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, nobody ever heard of her. They don't know. And they run in little districts where there's 1,500 people, 2,000 people. And they get elected in this little district, and boop, off they go to Washington, D.C., and stir it up.
Yeah, I don't understand. And you're from Connecticut. Why do they keep Da Nang Dick in office?
I don't know.
Because that guy is a lightweight piece of...
It just seems like growing up in the Northeast, that area was always Democrat, a huge Democrat. And I remember as a kid, they named as a U.S. Senator, it was Lowell Weicker. He was a Republican. As a matter of fact, he was when he was in office in the Senate, he was on the Watergate Committee. He was tough Republican. He gets elected governor, Republican. And wouldn't you know it, they got to him, too. He then suddenly became an independent, and then after a few more years became a Democrat and was so hated by the time he left office. But they keep electing Democrats. This Blumenthal's a nut.
Have you heard what they're doing at Hofstra?
What are they doing at Hofstra?
Well, they have...
That's a college, by the way.
They have started a little organization there called Jefferson Has Gotta Go.
Oh, he's the next one in line. Oh, please. They're going to pick them off one at a time because they were slave owners, or they went to the South during the Civil War, or you're going to take all of our founding fathers and they're going to pick them off like fish in a barrel.
A statue of Thomas Jefferson on campus at Hofstra has been defaced multiple times with graffiti saying things like decolonize and Black Lives Matter. A protest was held at Hofstra's Breslin Hall. Organizers included students of Hofstra University, staff from Planned Parenthood of Nassau County, and community supporters. The group gathered on campus to expose the culture of bias and discrimination and to demand the statue of Thomas Jefferson is removed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm surprised, and I've brought it up before, I'm surprised that these lefties haven't completely taken down President John Tyler.
Well, I think if
anybody would do any research and read, and you were lefty,
well, they'd go after Tippecanoe and Tyler too.
Yep. Vice President of the United States after William Henry Harrison died, he became President of the United States, and when the Civil War came, he sided with the Confederacy because of his state, and he ran for Confederate Congress, won, and then died shortly thereafter. But he was an elected member of the Confederate Congress. There's statues all up of him, but they just haven't gotten that deep yet.
Well, that whole administration was known for dying very quickly.
Yeah. Well, he was an old guy. He lived a long. He was an old guy. He was the one where I think we talked to him. The grandson is still alive because John Tyler had kids well into his 70s and 80s. His youngest one had kids well into his 80s, and the grandson is like 80-something and is still alive.
And still has needs.
Yeah, and still has needs.
Let's move on. Time now for things you didn't know.
Okay.
You're very good at this, Stan. What is the song Purple People Eater about?
He was a
one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people. Yeah, eats purple people.
You are correct.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
So the song Purple People Eater isn't about a purple monster that eats people. It's about a monster that eats purple people eater.
Yeah.
People.
People leader.
Purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Yeah.
What color is a polar bear's fur?
I'm going to say white, but you're going to tell me I'm wrong. It's white.
They have transparent fur that reflects sunlight and makes them look white.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When you want to address a married woman, and let's say you're writing a letter,
yeah. You
would use MRS, period, right?
Mm-hmm, Mrs.
That's not originally what it was. MRS was originally an abbreviation for mistress.
Yeah.
Not Mrs., which is why it has that aura in it.
Mm-hmm.
If you know your alphabets, that's an aura. You know, it would be easy for everything we know to change in an instant. Like, what if there'd been no Blockbuster Video? We still would have had a big video.
Sure, somebody else would have done it.
And somebody did. Could have just as easily been going to the U-Haul.
The truck people?
Yeah. U-Haul really did get into the video rental business in the 1980s. They opened up 7 test locations in Michigan that rented VHS tapes. They were thinking this could be a big move for the company, U-Haul Video. What they found is that it was a major distraction from the truck rental business, which is where they make their money.
Yeah, where the dough is. I don't know how many people remember this. You do, Haney. But I remember when Blockbuster, it was just coming out where you could rent videos. And I was one of them. But a lot of people didn't have VCRs.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go to Blockbuster and rent the video player, too. You plugged it into the back of your TV with the like RCA jacks, and you were able to go and put the video in, and then you'd return both of them, the VCR and the tapes.
Yes, I remember that well. As a matter of fact, I rented a Beta player from them because the movie that I really wanted to see, they didn't have on VHS yet, but they had it on Beta. So I rented the player and the movie.
And the player was put in one of these like rock hard plastic boxes that you couldn't open. They just had little holes in there so you could get the tape in and get the plugs in case you dropped it or something valuable piece of equipment.
Hmm. I must not have had that when I did it.
It was all in a case. And I remember.
Well, maybe mine wasn't a Blockbuster. Maybe it was a mom and pop.
And don't kid yourselves, back in those days when they were coming out, VHS players were expensive.
Mm-hmm.
They were not cheap.
Can you guess what movie was so important that I was willing to rent a different player to watch it?
The Grifters.
No.
Star Wars.
No.
What?
I'll give you one dead giveaway hint.
All right.
And I've said it forever, and I'll say it one more time.
What?
We didn't kill Cyrus.
Oh, what the heck? I just watched it.
Come out to play.
I know that. A lot of good music in that, too. It was
blankety blank, come out to play.
I know. Tell me.
The Warriors.
Warriors. The Gangs.
Yep.
We just played a clip from it.
Mm-hmm. And I made it a double feature.
The Warriors? Well, that was a big movie then.
Oh, it was the best double feature of my life. Because the attraction was, these were movies that had come and gone, and you didn't have access to them.
But then when they started coming out.
And then when video came out, I watched, I got The Warriors. And my personal double feature, The Warriors and Escape from New York. You're the Duke. Yeah. A number one.
Did you Snake Plissken. Yeah, did you rent Escape from L.A. too, the remake? Or the
Well, that was sequel? Years later.
Yeah.
That was years later. My expectations were so high, it was a disappointment.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't a bad movie. But compared to Escape from New York.
Yeah. Kurt Russell.
Snake Plissken.
Yep.
In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
We are asked often if the Diamond District is a retail or wholesale jewelry store. Well, we're both.
We're wholesale diamond brokers, selling to the public, and the Diamond District sells to jewelry stores around the country. We have the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find on the internet.
On the retail side, you can visit the Diamond District every day. We have a beautiful showroom where you can relax, work with an educated team of professionals, including 2 GIA graduate gemologists, and view the largest selection of GIA and Forevermark loose certified diamonds, along with the largest selection of diamond fashion jewelry in Southwest Florida.
The Diamond District selection includes over 3,000 engagement rings from world-renowned designers, including Tacori, Verragio, and many more. With the selection, wholesale pricing, and comfortable environment, you simply won't find a better diamond buying experience than with the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News
on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, I don't know that I could ever follow this man's train of thought, so I will simply tell you what he did.
Okay.
On Monday night, a man barged into the Dairy Queen in Pueblo, Colorado. I mean, that's a questionable place.
Yeah.
A lot of government pamphlets coming out of Pueblo, Colorado.
Yep. And he went looking for a Brazier burger.
Yep. So he barged into the Dairy Queen, had several guns on him, and cleaned all the cash out of the register. Now, his plan was, when he got the money, he'd bust back out of the Dairy Queen and carjack somebody to get away. But he failed.
Of course he did.
It didn't work. So he took off on foot, you know, old plan B.
Yeah.
And successfully got away before the police could catch him.
Really?
Got away with all the money in the drawer. Probably would have gotten away with it. Free and clear. Except that for reasons known only to him, precisely 2 hours later, he returned to rob the same Dairy Queen again.
Returning to the scene of the crime.
I guess he figures the money fairies come back.
Yep. There's more. There's got to be more where that came from.
And he tried to carjack a getaway car again and failed.
Mm-hmm.
So he took off on foot again. What is this, Groundhog Day? But this time, the police were wise to his tactics.
Yeah.
They'd set up a perimeter and were able to catch him pretty easily. It turns out he is 37-year-old Levi Roberts. He's been charged with 2 counts of armed robbery, 2 counts of attempted robbery, and something called felony menacing, which I think is going, rah.
Yeah, you scare somebody.
Bah.
He's very menacing. Boo.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, again, I don't know what goes through their heads.
That might be a good thing.
That is especially true of 40-year-old Eric Warden from Parrish, Florida.
Where's that? Where's Parrish, Florida?
Not entirely sure. Usually when we don't know,
yeah,
it's up kind of right north up, like Apollo Beach, towards, you know, the panhandle.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, oh, south of Tampa. Kind of the middle of the
Where's Parrish, Florida?
It's kind of right up like Apollo Beach, you know where Apollo Beach area is.
Where's that?
Tampa?
Yeah.
Tampa way?
Yeah, south of Tampa. Kind of the middle of the state.
Okay. Thank you. Near Ocala?
No, south of Ocala.
That's horse country, ain't it?
Yeah, that ain't that ain't near Marion County Metro.
Thank you.
Earlier this week, Eric went to the Publix at 8:30 a.m. And he was there with a purpose. Went straight in, grabbed a large 7-pound Angus beef rib roast.
Oh, nice.
And proceeded to jam the entire thing down his pant.
Wow.
And then he tried to be cool and casually walk out of the store. A manager watched the whole thing happen and said, "Hey, what are you doing with that rib roast down your pant?" He didn't have a good answer, so he was arrested for theft.
Of course.
The rib roast, valued at $62.
Well, that's a nice chunk of meat.
And sadly, the good people at Publix had to euthanize the rib roast.
You ain't going to resell it.
Quote, due to contamination.
Yeah. That's, yeah.
A lot of surprise bacteria.
Yeah, oh, you don't say.
I didn't expect to see you here. Yeah, what are you doing here? I thought you guys hung out mainly on... And that's the news for today, Thursday, May 2nd.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monty Haney, telling it like it is.
Yeah, I thought you guys hung around on, like, meat carcasses. Yeah, that's us. That's us. I don't know. You guys, I thought you did some of that dirty work. Yeah, that's us. Wow. We got ourselves a situation here, don't we? You want to jump on here, or you want me to jump on there? I don't know that I can work with that, and I don't know if you can work with this.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District.
You know what? We need to find a supervisor.
Bringing us news. We'll be back.
That's all right. Publix guy is here. Contamination issues. Yep.
We're
stand down, everybody.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. Where's your finger? Excuse me. Stan and Haney in the afternoon, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now. K-Rock traffic.
All right, we just got something from a road watcher that said, avoid the Cape Coral Bridge. It's a parking lot. Okay.
Take your word for it.
Yep, and then we got one on the board, and it is a crash North Fort Myers, the 15,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date.
I'm an outlaw from the south, got country in my mouth. I'm looking for good loving
tomorrow night. Tomorrow night,
Suey.
Outlaw in my bones and Jim Beam in a lot of my songs. There's a little bit of Cherokee Indian in my eyes. There's a whole lot of Hank underneath this hat of mine. Andrew Jackson, he was my kind of hero. Though he lived and died 100 years ago.
Guess he's off on a few things, but
Frank and Jesse James, they know how to rob them trains.
Sure did.
They always took it from the rich and gave it to the poor. They might have had a bad name, but they both had a heart of gold. But the greatest one of all was called Luke the Drifter. He wore diamond rings and his tailor-made cowboy suits. Talk a rambling man. He had this old world in the palm of his hand till he died at 29 from the lovesick blues. Like young Billy the Kid, Jesse, he had nothing to lose.
Woo!
I'm an outlaw from the south. I've got country in my mouth, and I'm looking for good loving all the time. And there's rebel. I'm an outlaw from the side.
once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I was raised Catholic. My dad used to always volunteer me for the reading in church. You know, I'd be like 6 years old. He'd be like, you'll be doing the reading. I'd be like, Christ. Never have my glasses, so I wouldn't be able to read. I'd be like, a letter from Peter to the apostate post. Somebody kill me. I'd rather go to hell than read up here. Church, you're reading from the Bible. It's not you can make something up. You couldn't get the first line and then ad lib. No. Letter from Peter to the apostles. Dear apostles, how was your weekend? Sure is hot here. Tell Jesus, hey, this is the word of the Lord. Easter, that's a weird tradition. Easter, the day Jesus rose from the dead. What should we do?
How about eggs?
Well, what does that have to do with Jesus?
All right, we'll hide them.
I don't follow your logic.
Don't worry, there's a bunny.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this.
You know, we bring up chili con carne, and it brings out the worst in people.
You never know what it'll be, but we found one with chili con carne.
And we were describing, you know, what's in chili con carne versus regular chili, and I got this one guy, and there's a few of them. Chili con carne is chili with meat. I thought it had corn in it. Then we get a guy that in the military, we had chili Mac, not funny. We used to have to eat that every day. You know, it's canned goods. I mean, now chili Mac, that's chili with macaroni in it.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking it to an extreme now when you're bringing MREs into this.
Yeah.
We're talking about chili con carne.
Which is a...
On the civilian side.
Saucy-like chili with corn.
Tomato-based sauce with
corn.
With chili beans and meat.
You know what? I'll get a can of chili con carne tonight. And then
chili con carne
that
you make.
That's chili. That stands chili.
What does it have in it?
Meat and beans.
What do you think carne means?
I've got two different kinds of beans in it and two different kinds of meat.
What do you think?
Carnivores, yeah, it makes sense. But I'll bet you a canned chili con carne's got a few kernels of corn in it.
That is not a requirement for chili con carne. Corn, I like it.
I don't know.
I like it. I'm not, especially if you get some of that southwestern seasoned corn.
Yeah, maybe that's what's in it. I don't think so.
But you can put that in yours, but so that doesn't make it. Corn has nothing to do with it.
Chili, just chili with beans and no meat?
Yeah.
Then why do I go to the store and see chili, no beans?
That's hot dogs. That's hot dog chili. That's for a chili dog.
Maybe. I don't know. Let's get our first look at traffic.
I think you can get hot dog chili
to drive me nuts.
With beans or without.
You can get chili. Like if you go and see Hormel chili in your grocer shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Hormel chili with beans, without beans. Then
spicy, not spicy. Yeah,
and then next to it, you'll see a can of chili con carne. And then you'll see next to that hot dog sauce, the chili
stuff. And then some of it's labeled hot dog chili.
Yep.
But that's got nothing to do with corn.
Look at this. Gotta add
or MREs.
Somebody's adding kindling. As long as you serve the chili with all the fixings.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And that would be?
Chili con carne with all the fixings.
And that includes what?
Coleslaw and a roll.
Yep.
Baked beans.
None of the other side dish is that. That's the only thing that you can call fixings.
Yeah.
Coleslaw, beans, and a roll.
Yep.
That's all the fixings.
Yep. That is all the fixings right there.
Right. You add something else, that's not a fixin'.
Well, it can go. There can be other things in there, but it's just assumed when you say all the fixings that it'd be a roll, if they remember. Sometimes they run out. Jeez. Coleslaw and baked beans.
That's if you're like at a barbecue.
Now, other things can be added to the fixins, like a collard green.
Or corn on the cob?
Yeah.
But that's not technically a fixin.
They can be part of the fixins.
Would that be a side dish?
But to be legally in compliance, if you put out an ad that says, I don't know, half chicken dinner with all the fixins.
Fixins. What is that? Fixins as a word. What is that?
That means a roll, if they remember to get them.
Right.
Coleslaw.
Yeah.
And baked beans. Now, you can get bonus fixins. But if you don't have those three,
you don't have the fixes.
It'd be false advertising.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Makes no sense to me.
No, you're a Yankee.
Yeah, that's the reason. Lehigh Acres, one thing on the board. Lehigh Acres.
Probably don't even like greens.
I've had them, not a big fan of them.
Yeah.
It's like eating spinach.
No, it's because you probably don't know enough to put bacon grease in it. That's a key.
That's it.
You think I'm kidding?
I know you're not kidding. Do you think a southern person never made me greens?
You go to like a Fat Boys or a Sonny's and said, bring me a chicken dinner with all the fixins.
I know. Beans, coleslaw, and a roll if they got it.
And if you say that, they'll immediately come out with a gigantic sweet tea and say, we'll be right on it, sugar.
But you can do the headlines, please.
More sweet tea, hon?
Jesus.
Is the Pope Catholic? Thank you. I'm going to need a bib. Need one of them barbecue bibs. Because I'm going to eat me some ribs.
So this guy says you can substitute mac and cheese and potato salad, and they're still fixins.
And then if you want to throw a real monkey wrench in there,
yeah,
throw in some Brunswick stew. That has corn in it. That has corn in it.
I got no problem with that. I like corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We agree on that. But it is not a necessary ingredient for chili con carne the way it is in Brunswick stew. Oh, Brunswick stew, man.
Good. Go get yourself some.
You wouldn't mind?
Have at it.
All right. BRB.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.